Hello, beautiful sisters, and welcome back to the Beautiful Messy Show. We are in season 12, episode 3. This season, we are learning how to fully rely on God. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about worrying. Oh, that big word, worry. Why do we worry? Why do we all make ourselves so anxious and upset? Research shows that we will still tend to lean on worry, no matter what, when we're facing problems or going through a trial. And you know what's interesting? When I was looking this up, the reason why we're going to worry is because we want to. Our flesh wants to feel emotionally connected to what we're worrying about, because then it will prepare us for the negative outcome. Is that interesting? Well, I'm going to try to trump this and help you understand why we need to really stop worrying and trusting. But how do we do that? All right, let's go on and get into this episode. This is Heather. Welcome to The Beautiful Messy Show, a podcast for women who want to believe, behold, and become all God's created them to be in whatever season of life. I help women learn to live a faith-filled and fueled life. On this show, I will give you biblical perspectives for every season of life and mindset reset strategies for everyday life. So let's begin and learn how to find the message in the messy. Alrighty, thanks again for joining me today. All right, let's understand first, why do we worry? Why do we worry so much? Well, you know, excessive worrying is a part of all of us ladies, right? But one thing I want you to understand is that mentally, this can lead to anxiety and depression. And physically, it's going to elevate your stress systems. And when that happens, what does it do? It weakens your immune system. Now, I was kind of thinking today as I was doing my morning Bible study, and of course, this whole week in the Fully Rely on God Bible study, we are specifically focusing on how to pray and trust and rely and just stop worrying. So I wanted to ask myself personally, and I would love for you to just kind of do a little examination and ask yourself this. Why do you worry? Why do you worry? What do you tend to lean into? Like, what is your feeling or your emotions? For me, the number one thing that I feel makes me worry is because I care too much. I just care too much. And I will look at something or someone. And of course, if you've been here a long time too, you know that I like to dream out loud. I like to write down what could be or should be when something's going in the opposite direction, something I cannot control. And when I see that, whether it's in a child or in my home or in my marriage, and I see it going in the wrong direction, it brings on a little bit of chaos in my soul. And when that happens, I invest so much in just worrying about the outcome because I care too much about that person and I care too much about what I know God can do. And it's just, I got to separate that worry and really, really rely on God and explore His promises and pray out His promises and really be still in that season. And so whenever I'm hitting a trial or hitting a roadblock, I definitely have to ask myself first, Heather, why are you worrying? And the number one thing comes up is I care too much. The second that I think is my biggest weakness is fear of control. I like to control things. I like to control people. I like to control the outcome. And of course, again, being a big dreamer, if I can't control someone or I can't control somebody's thoughts or actions, especially when I can see what the best is. I don't know why. Why do moms sometimes think they can see that? What I do is I just conjure up this whole story. that doesn't exist. My mind will spiderweb. And when that happens, I just feel more uncertain, and I feel like I'm losing more control because I can't control. And when I go back to God's word, I immediately feel renewed. I immediately know that I am not called to figure it out. God sees everything from the beginning to the end. He loves my children more than I ever will or can. He is going to help my husband be the best provider and the best protector. And if I feel like there's a problem in our marriage or something that's nagging on me, I get so emotionally invested in that that I worry. Okay, so I shared a little bit about me examining myself. So take some time and just slow down a little bit and think about, why do you worry? Now, a lot of times people worry because it's out of their comfort zone. Something is completely out of their comfort zone and they don't like that. So acknowledge your worries. Take a few minutes and acknowledge them, because when you can acknowledge them, it's easier to reframe your thoughts. It's just much easier to show up in our Bible study like we do and reframe our thoughts, because that is the idea of our daily Bible study, is for you to wake up, or of course in the evening. I prefer it in my morning routine, but I like to get up in the morning, read, know first of all that our theme for the whole month is relying on God. So whatever I'm going through, if there's a loss of control and outside of my comfort zone or something that just seems chaotic, I know that this month I'm learning to rely on God. So just knowing that theme is already reframing my thoughts. Then whatever that week is. So as you've been here, we're in week three, and this whole week we're learning to pray and stop worrying, or stop worrying and pray. Get to your lily pad and do that. And so right there, that's reframing my mind. The second I go off onto a side road of worry, I come back right away this week and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not to worry. I am to pray. And I'm going to reframe my thoughts around scripture. So whatever we're studying this whole week, we're learning to let ourselves hope in God. So we're studying scripture about that. We're studying about meditating on good things, not the things that you cannot control. We're talking about leaping into his power later on this week. Leaping into his power. You know why? Because we're powerless. We are not a superhero for our children. They may look at us, you know, as a superhero, or I think my kids always look at like, Mom, you have a little bit of extra money. I need a Starbucks, or I need this, or I need that. And you could show up as a superhero like that. But if you're nagging them because you know that they're making a wrong decision, or if you're that nag in the marriage, or if you're that nag to your boss, that's the wrong approach. We need to stop and we need to pray. And if we're worrying about everything that's going on in that situation, we're missing out on the creator of all help. We're missing out on that. We talked about this all week, that he's there and we're to lift our eyes up to the hill, not down to the situation, down to the lack of control, or down to the things that we can't control. We are to lift our eyes up and know that we can trust in him, and we can turn our focus from what we need or what we're worrying on or what we're struggling in. And we can turn our focus and reframe our mind. And that, my sisters, is what I love about our Bible studies that we're doing every month. So I pray that it is helping you reframe your thoughts, and that you're considering and asking yourself through the observations of scripture and through the applications, that you're learning to reframe your perspective on what God's truth says and his promises. And when you do that, you begin to start accepting the things you can't change, because only the Holy Spirit can change your husband and can change your children. We have no authority over that. No authority. We have to release that authority through prayer, through the power of prayer. And then we have control to pray powerful prayers. And I love taking a promise and focusing that promise on exactly what I cannot control, or what's worrying me, what feels chaotic, what feels like it's going in the wrong direction, what feels like it's out of my comfort zone. What am I worrying about with my husband? What am I worrying about with that child? You know what that is right now. You can feel it pressing in. You can feel it. And you know what? It's taking up all your brain space, and your brain cannot rest. Amen. So let's focus on the promise and watch how God's promises manage your worry. Yes, meditating for just a few minutes every morning. If you can't do all the verses that are in your day over that one topic, then pick two. But meditating for just a little bit helps guide you through reframing your thoughts. And that's, we were designed to reframe our thoughts on God's truth. Absolutely. That's why I love journaling in our weekly journal, because it becomes my roadmap with God. It becomes my story. It becomes my testimony. Maybe I'm being tested, and testing is feeling worried or pressured, or, you know, things are just out of your control. So I can write down what those things are specifically on my daily reflection pages. Every daily reflection page has an area for you to say, today I'm going to focus on. And I wrote down today, I am not going to worry. I'm going to pray. The second I worry, I pray. The second that thought comes up, I pray. So it's given me an area to reframe right away. And then I constantly confess, Lord, I'm sorry for worrying. I'm sorry for not trusting in you. And now I'm going to surrender this, or this person, or this situation, or whatever it is that you feel pressing in. And then remember to thank God. It says, thank God, and then let your requests be known to him. Thank him for who he is. We studied that today, being thankful. Psalm 95 is a great verse to go and just read. He's your sustainer. He is your provider. Journal those thoughts. Write down your feelings. He wants you to seek him. And when you seek him, guess what's awesome? It says that he's going to show himself strong onto you, strong onto you. So as we begin to acknowledge our worries, reframe our thoughts, journal, meditate, all of these things, we are going to begin to see God in our life. And another question, let me ask you this too. Do you ever wonder why you can't worry less? I was just thinking about that. Like, here I am in Bible study. I'm trying to worry less about this. Every single day, I'm like, there's a certain thing right now that is just the loss of control right now. It just makes me worry. It just sometimes, if I really, really focus on it, I'm losing sleep. I'm fatigued. I have tension. And so what I had to do, and this is just recently, I had to redo my morning routine. I had to reset it up because I needed to have more meditation time, and I needed to have more affirmation time. And so when I do my workouts now, stretching is really, really important. I don't know what it is, but it's just laying down and stretching out all the worry. Again, I'm a visual. So even when I can stretch out my arms and stretch out and I feel that tension coming out, it has really helped. Also, I have started baths. I don't know why. If I should do a morning routine on YouTube coming up, but for this whole month, that has been one of my top goals, is self-care in the morning and just really taking time, not hurrying through it. And I have loved my bath time, because whatever uncontrollable situation that I am feeling, there is something about some good bubble bath or some good bath bombs and some warm water and just relaxing and feeling like I'm floating and giving that worry to God and doing my meditation in that state. I don't feel like, sometimes when I feel like I'm sitting and I'm doing my Bible study, I'm still worrying. And I feel like I'm not kind of floating away and really giving it to God. So this really puts me in a state. And so sometimes we have to examine ourselves and see, are we just going through the motions? Are we just showing up for Bible study? Are we just going to church? Or are we really, really, really resting on our lily pads? And sometimes we have to change the way we do things. Working out is a great way to release tension and stress. Dreaming in your dream journals, writing down, looking at your life wheel helps shift our focus. It feels good to do that. These are things that I'm trying to teach you all the time, all year long. They're tools, they're resources, they're tips and tricks to help you. Because listen, here is a good takeaway. It's good that we can worry because we're processing that stuff. But if we stay stuck in the nature of worrying, then we're in a swamp and we're letting the flies, all the thoughts of worries, attack us. And that is what's going to take you downhill to a depressed and anxious state. Amen. So I'm hoping so far listening, you have a great way of just cross-examining your thoughts and really thinking, well, maybe you've never done a Bible study. Maybe you've never taken part because you feel that's too much. I promise you, the spiritual rhythm and routine here is so easy that just that little bit of reframing that you can do or that you can step into every single day is enough to shift your focus and avoid the upsets. Also, when you're shifting your focus and you're in a promise for the day, and that constant theme is coming up, stop worrying and pray. Stop worrying and pray. When something impossible or out of your control just shows up in your day, you can avoid that upset really easy just by the thought that you're having to affirm all day. And so I love that. I love that. I love that God can shift basically by motivating me in what I studied in the morning. So imagine yourself now. Let's step over. And now I want you to kind of imagine yourself being motivated by God's promise and feeling the power of that promise, taking care of your emotions, not your situation. Because remember, we do not have control, and it's in God's timing. So it's not that we're going to take care of the situation, but we're going to take care of our emotions. Our mind is going to shift. We are going to be more productive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And I've noticed that when I don't shift and I don't get into the word, then my nervous system, my health, my energy, fatigue, you name it all, I'm agitated all the way around. Mind, body, and spirit. I'm a mess. And I don't like that. So I need my guided spiritual rhythm and routine. I need my morning routine. I need that because in this world, the Bible says we're going to have tribulation. I don't know what season you're in. You might be in a great season right now. Things are all going really, really well. Well, if something happens that we don't have control over, then worry is going to set in, and you need to know how to process that and how to respond to that and how to embrace uncertainty. Embrace what you can't figure out. Embrace maybe that child that's going in the wrong direction. Embrace that husband that you're struggling with. Embrace it. Because life is going to involve these things, and this is where God wants to step in and do something exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we can think or ask or imagine. So sometimes we have to, tolerate that person or that uncertainty. And we just have to really get on our lily pad and embrace those promises and, you know, really take in some self-care time, really take some self-care time in, and really love ourselves during this stressful time, because it'll eliminate the toxins of, I want to call it like soul torture. When things aren't working out, you just feel like you're being tortured inside. And the things I'm teaching you are just little practices that if you embrace, you can face that worry, you can face that fear. Because you're doing it in the power of God. And God's going to be able to reveal his end story. He will do a work. He will help you. He will guide you. He will lead you. So I'm hoping today that you can just sit down, drop those worries, meditate on some of the things that I taught today, set your intentions. Like if you haven't been in study for a while and you can say, well, I know, I can easily see. I have been away from the word for a while. I have been away and I can't eliminate the worries because of that. Well, you can definitely direct your attention to what needs to be done. That's the first step. How awesome is that? The very first step. And so take some time, look at your cycle. Where are you right now? Be able to pinpoint that and then do some redirection. Do some redirection, and this will help you in your chronic worrying. This will help you with your anxiety. This will help with depression. And so again, sisters, I hope this is protecting your heart and your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and that God's just going to bless you, lead you, and guide you into this peaceful place with Him and outside of the craziness of worry. I love you, beautiful sisters. I know it's messy out there, but God's word promises beauty, and I pray that you embrace that. Have a great week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, sisters.
Lost again, going back around, dreaming of a time when I get things right. Lost in the shadows of a million stars, shouldn't they enlighten my near and far? Shouldn't they at all just tell me?